NGO Kukashu, bringing what non-governmental organizations to land by. Stay connected. Hey, welcome and thank you for joining me on a fresh episode of NGO Podcast Show. I really appreciate your feedback towards the initial and the previous episode. Thank you so much. I value you. In case you are listening to this podcast show for the very first time, I would like to share some brief information with you regarding this podcast show. Well, this podcast show, as the name implies, NGO Podcast Show, is working towards bringing the non-government organizations all around the world to the very limelight. How are we going to do this? By having an interview session with either the founder, lead volunteer, or members of different non-government organizations on each episode. With this, the founder, lead volunteer will be able to share and tell the world how far they have gone, what they are up to, their mission statement, how far they have gone, the latest updates on them, and lot more to hear. Also, we'll be bringing to your listening opportunity update, where you get to be updated on opportunities lying out there, of which we believe it will be of benefit to you, a listener. And I'll be your host. I am Jimo Oluwatobisegun. You can simply call me JOS. And on this episode, you'll be listening to my conversation, an interview session indeed, with another big fish in the industry of NGO. My guest is a male. He is the founder of a giant NGO in the city of Lagos, Nigeria, West Africa, namely Dream from the Slum Initiative. The organization is a development come charity initiative which is for most vulnerable children living in remote and desolated communities in Nigeria, West Africa. The focus is more on three things which is crucial: education, empowerment, mentoring. They educate the children in the remote area, they also empower them, and also they mentor them on a daily basis. On this episode, the founder, Mr. Omoyele Isaac Success, shared his passion for the children in this remote area, how he feels he can help them, and how he's helping them. On this episode, Mr. Isaac shared much more about this organization. You need to hear from him. And without a further ado, we have to go for the interview session now. Now, I want you to stay back and relax as we go for the interview session. I'll be right back. Don't dare disconnect.
Welcome, sir, and thank you for honoring my invitation and for joining me on this episode of NGO Podcast Show. In brief, would you please tell my listeners about yourself, like what you do, who you are, and where you're from?
Hello, everybody. My name is Omoyele Isaac Sutter. I'm the founder of Games from the Slum Initiative, which is simply an initiative committed to reducing the number of children that are out of school, yet by making the dream of children living in undeserved communities. I want to say very thank you for the opportunity to be on your program today.
Great. You run an NGO, right?
Games from the Slum Initiative.
Okay, sir. Would you please tell our listeners about the organization, such as the organization mission statement, the issue you are trying to address in the environment or in Africa or in Nigeria, and lots more about the organization, sir?
I said to have the highest number of children that are out of school in the world. And one of the things we are committed to is to reduce that number. We don't like to see children not going to school. We want to see how we can protect the future of the African child. We want to see how. And one of the ways we can achieve this is by ensuring quality education, ensuring that every child is in school and also learning. So that is what Dream from the Slum is committed to do. And since we actually started in 2013, that is the organizing force. That has been what we've been focused on, ensuring that in the dreams of these children in reality. And we achieve that through our three-pronged approach: education, empowerment, and mentorship. So So with education, the dreams of these kids can become a reality. For example, a child that says, I want to become a medical doctor. Without quality education, without education, such dreams cannot become a reality. So that's why we are so committed in our effort in reducing the number of children at school. And we actually started from Nigeria. We've actually grown into 5 states in Nigeria. And currently, we also work with community slums in Uganda, Ghana, and the Gambia.
Good. Glad to hear that from yourself. And what brings about the name Dreams from the Slum? Would you please shed more light on this in brief, sir?
We simply want to make the dreams of children living in the slum a reality. So that is why we are called Dreams from the Slum. We want people to really realize that children in the slum, they have got a future, they have got dreams, and that dream is possible. So they may be born in the slum, but the slum is not born in them. So we have got dreams, great dreams from the slum.
Good. Like you stated earlier that the organization is working towards education, empowerment, and mentoring. So I would like to know why the three at a time. Why not one at a time? You know, we're talking about education, empowerment, and mentoring now. Why not one at a time? Why you are going for three, sir?
We educate children, and we actually serve as role models to these children. So we need to guide them. A child that says, I want to become a journalist. We need to guide them. Okay, this is, we just have them to guide them based on what they have got passion for, or based on the picture of their desired future. So that's why we don't just send them to school. We also ensure that these kids are learning. It's not every child that is in school that learns. So that's why we just ensure we have a mentorship platform for them to guide the students. So it's actually beyond educating a child. I may send a child to school, but there is a tendency that child will not learn. So we are ensuring that these kids are learning. So we have a close mentorship with these kids too. And aside that, we also empower them with resources that would they are really learning. Ensure that, yes, they can become whatever they want to be in the future. So it's beyond education. It is beyond mentoring. That's why we call on education and empowerment. So we are actually transforming lives. And in the business of life and transformation, we touch on every area.
What you do as an NGO is an e-tax indeed, of which comes in three phases: education, empowerment, and mentoring. Actually, this is an exceptional assignment indeed. But how are you moving on with your project in these three phases? Or are you affiliated with United Nations or are being supported by some organization? Our listener would like to know, sir.
Dreams from the Slum is affiliated to the International Youth Foundation, that's the Youth Action Net. And also with Leap Africa. I was a social innovator in 2014. Leap Africa also afforded us the opportunity. And also we are also affiliated to the World at School, where I am a Global Youth Ambassador. Then some other organizations, Education Innovation in the UK, and a few other organizations.
Wow, that's awesome, sir. Glad to hear that. From my findings, the organization has worked on many projects, which has been recognized by corporate bodies, individuals, and many more. My listeners would like to hear, just list few out of the projects you've worked on. Few out of the projects, sir.
Okay, well, in a community in Lagos, Nigeria, Jigule, we've actually sent 10 over 600 children that are out of school back into school. Sponsoring and their education, that's in Lagos, in Delta State, Kwale in the Delta State. We've also sent over 50 kids that have never been into school back into school, and facilitated support also, getting them and their basic schooling. This has also been done in Benin, Obayanto community. So our business is we are so committed in our approach and passionate about reducing the number of children that are out of school. We speak to the children, maybe poverty, financial issues, out of school supplies and all that. So we've actually done this also in Ibadan, just in Delta State. And as of this year alone, over 1,000 children have been adopted back into school by Dreams from the Slum Initiative. Then on a weekly basis in Ajegunle, Lagos, we run a supplementary class for the children. Then every second Saturday of the month, we hold our global monthly read aloud program across 5 states in Nigeria, and it extends to Uganda, Ghana, and Gambia. Yeah, when we just try to inculcate a reading habit in children living in the slum.
But sir, like you made mention of the project you worked on for the past month, I would like to know, as my listener will equally right to know, that do you employ or pay for workers, or are you the only one carrying out this project?
We have committed volunteers in all of these places. We have volunteers that are committed for the work, and we also have our committed team, also a team of 7 that oversees the smooth running of the work. Then we have over 67 volunteers that are committed to this work.
Wow, that's awesome, sir. What latest project on the organization, like the latest project you are currently working on, sir?
Yes, we want to build the first library children in Arahomi community in Ajegunle, and we are still trying to fundraise for this library project. You know, when we actually started with Arahomi community in Ajegunle, we observed that a lot of children in that community was out of school, and we were able to reduce the number of children that are out of school in Arahomi community by 85% currently. And one way we want to see towards prioritizing education in that community is by setting up a library so that it's inspired to always read, learn, and grow. So we are currently fundraising through crowdfunding online to see how we can build the first library in Arahomi community in Ajegunle. And we are looking at 1.5 million to build and place and equip it, which would also include even facilities too, because we want to teach these children coding and some other stuff. We are still crowdfunding for it, and we need support to make this dream a reality.
Wow, that's awesome. On the last but not least, what's the greatest challenge so far since you started the organization? The
greatest challenge? There is all these challenges everywhere. You know, even life alone is actually challenging.
But
narrowing down to the work, getting support, you know, getting support sponsors and all that, you know, most times we have more individuals giving to our cause, but corporate bodies, getting corporate bodies to come to see into this has been a major challenge and all that, for them to pick it up as their corporate social responsibility.
Wow.
It has really been a major challenge for us.
Wow, that's quite challenging and so impressive. Before you go, sir, what's the possible means of reaching you or your organization for official discussion in case listeners might want to sponsor the latest project or the organization itself?
Okay, you can easily connect with us on Facebook by the facebook.com/dreamsfromtheslum. facebook.com/dreamsfromtheslum.
Okay, your phone number?
We could connect also dreamsfromtheslum@gmail.com.
Okay.
And then also we could be reached through SMS through our communication director's number 7060515189.
+234, sir? +234?
Yes, +234 7060515189. We could that number.
Thank you very much, sir. But before you go, one lasting word from you to the African continent itself.
The world is small. The world is keeping our end. We should drop this to impute. Everyone of us is in place. There's something in our ends. There's something we together we can make Africa.
Wow, thank you very much for your time, sir. I really appreciate you for honoring my invitation.
Thank you for having me on your show today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Wow, what an interactive and amazing session there with Mr. Omoyele Isaac Success, the founder of Dream from the Slum Initiative. It's high time for me to go for the opportunity of this session. I'll be right back in a jiffy. Don't dare disconnect. I'll be right back. Hey, it's time for opportunity update. Opportunity update on NGO Podcast Show. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Opportunity Update Corner on NGO Podcast Show. I am Jimo Oluwatobisegun. Update 1. Call for Youth Delegate at the World Youth Conference SEX 2016. Are you passionate about development? Do you want to make a lasting and meaningful change? Then, let's get together to achieve SDG goals of United Nations by 2030. The World Youth Conference this 2016, which is that Youth for Sustainable Development, will take place from 12th to 14th of November 2016 in New Delhi, India. The conference has a unique aim of producing a joint outcome document between state and youth, which is called New Delhi Action Plan. The conference is expected to bring together 1,005 participants from different parts of the world, of which half of them will be young people and 150 of them will come from marginalized backgrounds, making this conference one of the most well-represented youth events at the global level. For more information about the Youth Delegate at the World Youth Conference 2016, simply go to the official website www.wyc2016.com www.wyc2016.com. With this, I come to the end of the opportunity update on NGO Podcast Show. Rejoin me next episode for a fresh edition. Thank you. Stay tuned. God bless. Welcome back from the update corner. But before I bring this episode to a close, I would like to give out the possible means of reaching the Dream from the Slum Initiative for any official reason only. Simply contact this phone number for SMS only. +234 7060 515189. I take that again. +234 7060 515189. Also reach them via this email address, dreamfromtheslum@gmail.com. dreamfromtheslum@gmail.com. You can like their Facebook page and inbox them also, facebook.com/dreamfromtheslum. And with this, I come to the end of this episode. But don't forget to reach us also on Facebook, facebook.com/NGO Podcast Show. Follow us on Twitter at NGO Podcast Show. Tweet at us with the hashtag NGO Podcast Show. Also, don't forget to visit our website to listen to more episodes, www.ngopodcast.com.ng. www.ngopodcast.com.ng. Feel free to contact me also on Facebook. I am Jimo Oluwatobisegun. Follow me on Twitter at BookJimo. Email me jimo@ngopodcast.com.ng. jimo@ngopodcast.com.ng. I remain your dear host, Jimo Oluwatobisegun. You can simply call me JOS. Join me next episode for an amazing show again. Don't forget, you have a vital role to play in the human race. Government cannot do it all for you. Be ready to do yours. Stay fresh, remain blessed. Peace.